craft supplies from our wedding in 2018. A large and a small checkboard, liquid chalk pens, rose stencils, checkboard paper and bridesmaid gift bags, broken easel doubles of baby clothes from a wonky Carter's order. 5 onesies, 3 shirts, 2 pairs of pants, 1 outfit, 1 toddler shirt, a pair of duck booties, an old pair of curtains, several disposable face masks that tie behind the head, unacceptable here, 3 green plastic bowls, pack of alcohol wipes, 2 bottles of hand sanitizer, fabric bag, tick removing device, lamp shade and lamp base that didn't match, rusted camping cookery set, several old clothes. A swimsuit, 4 shirts, 2 skirts, a sports bra, a threadbare pair of socks, and a sweater, bottle of nail polish. I hate having painted nails. Broken Fitbit, broken wink thermometer, herbal tincture that we won't use, baby nail file, single earring rubber head massager, set of 6 IKEA glasses, 602 champagne glasses we don't drink. Mini flower vase, 2 plastic baby toys, 3 polyester place scarves, jump rope candle, 2 pairs of kids leggings, 2 kids t-shirts, kids pajama bodysuit, 2 curling irons, hair straight and a rusted pen, crappy Bluetooth speaker, clip-on lamp, 2 sets of baby girl wash clothes, pair of baby girl shoes, board book, 2018 planner, mini notebook, themed wedding stickers, cat stickers, pink fabric swatches, various knitting supplies, adult meditative coloring book, 4 cardboard tree boxes, small window decoration, glass tumbler. Missing a piece, alright, 98 items. 2 unlisted items are pending pickup from people in my local Buy Nothing group. And this was some of the easiest stuff. Mostly stuff I know I'll never use again because it's broken, gross, I've never once used it, or I don't even know where it came from. Reflections on letting go. Even still, at this level of decluttering, it can be surprisingly difficult to come face to face with an object that represents one of two people. A person you used to be, who you aren't anymore and perhaps miss or are simply nostalgic for, or a person you wanted to be, but that person never materialized and for whatever reason, never will. I consider myself to be someone with relatively little emotional attachment to stuff, but even I run across items that, although no longer used or potentially useful, are hard to part with. I struggle to lay those things and pieces of myself to rest. Decluttering can be very therapeutic in that way. When I discover items that inspire an emotional reaction at the thought of parting with them, I try to take it as an invitation to reflect. Why is it hard to throw or give this away? What conflict that hasn't been resolved, or what part of an old life that isn't serving me, do I still need to work through and let go of? Anyhow, those are my thoughts on decluttering for today. I'll be back with more soon, and my thoughts on seasonal capsule wardrobes as well. XX Claire.